Going then. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown Daybreak Public Infrastructure District number 1. Today is February 20th, 2026. It's 10:05 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Eric, you're the vice chair. Would you like to start?
Yeah, Eric Carlson.
Yeah, Mike Kuckel.
Dave Kwan, Larry H. Miller Real Estate.
David Cannon, Larry H. Miller Real Estate.
Julie Randall, Larry H. Miller Real Estate.
Harrison Creer, Larry H. Miller Real Estate.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Council.
Brendan Campbell, Pinnacle Consulting, District Accounting and Services.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our first board meeting on February 5th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? I can put them up if you haven't.
Yes, do it for a second.
Okay. All right, so went through, talked about the conflict of interest, the oath, the pledge, the ethical pledge. We talked through the different board officer positions, what everybody's going to do. And then Brad made the motion to approve. So he is chair, Eric, you as vice chair treasurer, and Mike, you as the clerk secretary. Then we came over and then I went through the different resolutions. So first one, rules of order, second one, electronic meetings, third, the district bylaws, fourth, the records policy. And then Adam walked through the bond resolution that we needed to pass. And then we got to the different agreements and we tabled all of those.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Looks good. So Eric Carlson makes a motion to approve the minutes.
Thanks, Eric.
Mike Kunkel, I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. All right. Next up is the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement. Matt, do you want to cover this?
Yeah. The shortest version of this is that this is the agreement that establishes the procedure for the actual reimbursement and payment for public infrastructure costs. If you'd like, I can talk through that process a little bit, but it's very straightforward. Each reimbursement request is supported by at least a minimal amount of documentation. The payment request is made with the completion of this application form that Michael has put up on the screen. This form can be completed either by the developer entity or if there's a third party that's entitled to direct payment because of work or materials or something provided to the public improvements, they could fill out this form as well. And they would complete this, they would attach any supporting documentation, they would sign it, elect whether to receive the disbursement in the form of a check or a wire transfer. And then the most important part of this form is at the third page, which is the district engineer's certification. So this can be signed by any professional engineer that can certify that the costs being sought for reimbursement are eligible costs. But that's the one piece of this that's required by state law, and so that's kind of the most critical component. The other part of the requisition request will actually be a requisition request form that is an exhibit to the bond indenture, and that form is required by the trustee. It's a very simple form. It's 2 pages. You just fill out the amount requested, the name of the and address of the payee, and then it's signed by a district officer. So I don't know if we have an example of that, but it's one of the exhibits to the bond indenture that's been circulated recently. So
Okay.
anyway, any questions about that? That was the short and dirty version
Well,
of
that's good.
the process.
I think plenty of people in this room have reviewed all of these, so I'm confident that their recommendations to us are we're ready to go.
Okay. The last thing I'll say is, you obviously have a very competent team there. You're certainly welcome to do these internally. You're also welcome to utilize our services in preparing these requisition requests. If there's anything we can do to support you in that, we have clients kind of across the spectrum. Some like to do them themselves. Some just send us the information, we put them together and help gather the signatures. So whatever we can do to be most helpful to you going forward, we're happy to do it.
Thank you.
So the one piece that I would add to that is if you're going to do it internally, will you just make sure that we get a copy, CC us as well as Pinnacle, so that Brendan has a copy for the accounting side as well? That will help long term. So
Julie, I think that will be your help.
thanks, Julie. All right, could I get a motion then to approve the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement?
I Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Mike Kunkel, second the motion.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. Matt.
Okay, so this has a similar title to the last agreement, but a much different purpose. This is for the purpose of basically ensuring that the district has the resources to operate. Now, there's in the bond issuance, there's going to be some working capital that can be utilized to pay district administrative expenses for a period of time. That's meant to sort of bridge the gap until the time that the district has enough of its own revenue that it can cover its own administrative expenses. This agreement is really just a backstop for that, so that if the developer has to subsidize the district's operations, that this agreement determines how those funds are ultimately reimbursed back to the developer. So it's capped at, I believe, 200,000. There's an interest rate that's applied to any funds that fall under this agreement, and which I believe is 6%. Yeah, there it is. And any of those obligations can be converted into the form of a promissory note at the developer's request. This we may never utilize this. There may be sufficient working capital with the bond issuance to cover district expenses until the district has enough revenue to pay for its own expenses. Again, this is just meant to be a backstop, so that we know that the district is going to have the ability to operate regardless of what the economic conditions of the project may be. So, any questions about that?
No.
Okay.
Okay, could I get a motion then to approve the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement?
Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye. All
Aye.
right, that's unanimous. Let's see. It's now for Piper. I'm going to try this. You guys tell me if. All right, where'd it go? There it is. It's not sliding over. Right, let me do this then. I'm going to stop sharing that screen. We'll pull up this screen. All right, can you guys see that now?
Yes.
Piper's engagement. Okay. So this is Piper's engagement. I see Benj and Maria on if you have questions for them. I believe you guys have went through this one as well. Do you have any questions about the engagement?
Nope.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve?
Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. I'm going to skip over since I've got this screen up. I'll come back to our engagement. So here's the Zions Bank for the municipal advisor. What they're going to do is provide a pricing certificate. State law changed about a year ago that requires all PIDs to have a pricing certificate from a municipal advisor. So this is just the one. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve?
Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, now here is the COSI public finance. This is the one where COSI is going to do a financial forecast, which helps set the bond amount and the price, or not the pricing, but the payments going forward, the financial plan. So you guys have looked at this as well. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve?
Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Mike Hunkel, second the motion.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, back to this screen now. So let's see. Next one up would be Snow Jensen and Reese's. Here's our engagement. If you guys had a chance to review that, any questions?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve our engagement?
Eric Carlson, motion to approve. I'll
Thanks, Eric.
second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, here's the Pinnacle. As Julie mentioned, last clean version came in last night. So, you guys have any questions on this one?
No.
Okay, could I get a motion to approve?
Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
I just had one quick question. Is this the one
Okay.
that we were talking about that had the second or the exhibit added to the end?
Looks
Or
like.
is that this?
Here's the last change that from the emails that was made that both sides had agreed to.
Right. Yeah. It was on the intellectual property, and they had the right to retain their
Yeah.
exhibits.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Okay, perfect. Could I get a motion to approve then?
Eric Carlson, motion to approve.
Thanks, Eric.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous.
As
All
to
right,
the
we've covered everything.
question, Michael, sorry to interrupt. Just as to the question about the exhibit, that was the exhibit mentioned was an exhibit to the infrastructure reimbursement agreement. So
That's
what
right.
we do, what we do is we basically attach an exhibit that shows all of the anticipated improvements to be financed, and then effectively by approving the agreement, the board has pre-approved any reimbursement for those costs, so we don't have to bring those back individually to the board for each reimbursement. So that's what that's about.
Thank you.
Okay, that's everything I showed. Do you guys have anything for us?
So, are we holding off on the interlocal capital pledge agreement for now?
So that was actually, I believe, approved as part of the prior
Yeah,
approvals.
that's correct. So that interlocal agreement with the city RDA, it was part of the bond resolution that you passed at the prior meeting.
Yeah.
It was wrapped in with those other approvals.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Hey, anything from us that you need?
Just a quick question. The meeting on the 27th, what is the agenda looking like for that?
Well, we'll have the public hearing. Aaron, are you going to need any other bond resolutions?
No, nothing as of now, no.
Okay.
So we'll just, the key thing with that one is just making sure we have a quorum, because where it has that long, at least 14 days notice, if we didn't get a quorum, we'd be in a pretty tough spot of having to renotice that and, wait a couple of weeks. So that, just making sure we at least have a quorum, and that'll be the big item.
Okay. The other thing, Eric, that we're going to have on is a tentative budget. That way, once the bonds close, we can adopt the final budget, and
Okay.
then we'll be good with the state from expenditure sides when we do reimbursements.
Thank you.
Yep. So I will send out these to get signed. Eric, am I going to send them to you? Am I going to send them to Brad? Who am I going to send them to?
You could send them to me and CC Julie.
Okay. All right. I will send them out then. Okay. If there's nothing else from anybody, what I need is a motion to adjourn.
Eric Carlson, motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Eric.
Second the motion.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.